Here's another way that you can win, but this one, it guarantees that you're going to be able to help out the Stollery Children's Hospital, which is right here in our own backyard. We are broadcasting live today from the Mighty Millions Lottery. Beautiful, luxury, show home, part of the $2.6 million grand prize in support of your Stollery Children's Hospital. We're here because of a deadline for a bonus prize, not just any old run-of-the-mill bonus prize. These are lower bowl season tickets for the Edmonton Oilers plus $50,000 cash. That's all part of one prize. And we all know how many high hopes we have for our Edmonton Oilers this year. So that's why we're here. But what is the lottery all about? Sure, it's about raising money. Sure, it's about raising awareness. Sure, it's about giving you an opportunity to win. But it's also about understanding how integral the Stollery Children's Hospital is. Not just to our city, but surrounding area. And as I've said, this is a basin. There's a ton. It's a catch area. There's a ton of people come here to get their children treated from all over Western Canada. Megan Winger is the manager of marketing and communications with the Stollery Children's Hospital Foundation. I love your organization. I really like this house. You've been down here, right, Megan?
Oh, yes. I spent a lot of time in that stunning house. I like to pretend it's mine. Since I can't win, I just pretend when I'm there.
You sit back in one of the corners and then look up from your book. But you don't get to bring food in. So it's not like you can sit there and munch on popcorn.
What
you walk through and you see, it's a large organization. So you see this beautiful house with the gorgeous stone out front. Does the magnitude, and I don't think I've ever asked you this question before, does the magnitude of the Stollery Children's Hospital Foundation overwhelm even you sometimes because you're part of it?
Oh, absolutely. I'm very fortunate in my role because I get to work directly with a lot of our Stollery families, and just meeting the families, hearing their stories, and knowing the impact that during their darkest days, this incredible institution is here to hold them in their hands and take care of their most precious commodity, which is their child.
Is there any way to determine, or have you determined, has a support continued to just go along at a certain level? It's pretty hard to argue against trying to make sure that our kids get the best treatment that they deserve. Has that support been fairly consistent? Have we seen some ups and downs in the last little while? There are people going through economic trouble. We came through the pandemic. There's so many different pressures on people right now. But where's your support level been?
There's definitely peaks and valleys for sure. The economy plays a big role, but that's where it's so important to remember that even a small donation helps, right? So when it comes to the Mighty Millions Lottery, if you're unable to purchase a big ticket for the big prize, there's a 50-50 that is a much affordable rate for you. So I think a lot of our supporters have kept that in mind, especially coming out of the pandemic and kind of reevaluating what's important to us. And I think going through COVID, we know just how important our healthcare system is and our hospital is. So we've definitely been fortunate in the sense that people keep that in mind, which is so wonderful.
When you're going through the Mighty Millions Lottery and you get the tickets and you get a chance to win, but you get to support, is there something? It used to be there were very specific projects sometimes where the fundraising we knew was going to, but more recently it's in order to keep up all the varying levels of care. So where are we this time? Is it to take care of all kids in a variety of areas? Is there something specific that we're raising money for?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So we actually meet with our hospital partners on a regular basis. And so we keep up with the needs that they are identifying. So with the lottery specifically, when you purchase a ticket, you are helping support the purchase of cutting edge equipment, as well as the investment in pediatric research that will one day lead to breakthroughs in healthcare. So by us meeting with our hospital partners, we are definitely filling the gaps that are there and letting them decide where it's most crucial for us to be supporting families.
This is going to continue. The Mighty Millions Lottery is a campaign that runs right through most of autumn. I would say the next big thing is Snowflake Gala. Is it back in the same form? Can you look ahead a little bit to what you have planned for December?
A little bit of a sneak peek, Cheryl.
Just a little. I know I didn't tell you. You thought you were just going to talk Lottery House.
Oh, that's okay.
I get in depth.
I'm happy to chat with you anytime. Yeah, we're super happy. Snowflake Gala is back. It'll be at the Edmonton Convention Center on December 4th. Ticket details aren't quite ready yet, but if you stay, keep your eye on SolaryKids.com, and you can, as soon as ticket details are announced, you can purchase your tickets.
Outstanding. See, that's just a little something. Just, I thought about it. I'd been part of Snowflake Gala for so many years. So just the change in the last few years. But you know, it's nice in so many ways. I would think, Megan, that Stollery ends up being at this busy time of year, tends to be top of mind for an awful lot of people. That's also what this lottery is about. Just to keep Stollery in your mind and in your heart.
Yeah, absolutely. And with the Mighty Millions lottery, the best part is, like you had said earlier, you are entering to win some incredible prizes. And I wish all the TED listeners tons and tons of luck. But no matter what, you're helping kids right here in our community and across Western Canada up to the territory. So it's every dollar you invest in this lottery is making a life-changing difference.
And great to chat with you about it this morning. Megan Winger, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it today.
Thanks, Cyril.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Megan is the manager of marketing and communications with the Stollery Children's Hospital Foundation. And, of course, the Mighty Millions Lottery. We are in the $2.6 million dream home, a luxury show home. It's part of the package that's worth $2.6 million. It's gorgeous, but don't forget that deadline. Get a ticket today, and you're in on the bonus prize of the orders, season tickets, and $50,000 cash.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.